In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Abib. And today, the gospel, the reading of this day, starts with a question that was among the disciples. They were asking each other, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And this question should not actually be the focus of the disciples who are called to follow the Lord, to do as he did and live as he lived, an example of humility, always thinking about how to serve others, how to put others before him. This question and many like this reflect a lost focus. We are called to do a certain thing in our life. We are called for a certain calling, a certain mission. God created us for a purpose. Along the road, sometimes we get distracted and we start wonder and ask questions that actually reflect that maybe we forgot what we are called for. This question has an underlying issue. When the servants start to ask about who is greatest, this means what? This means that they are tempted with a hidden pride, to think about honor, about who is first. And this should not be the case. The servants of God should not be tempted or taken by this kind of thoughts and questioning, who is greatest? Like sometimes you find servants maybe fighting for honor, or maybe they are divided against each other, thinking that by this, we are claiming the truth, we are defending the right of God. This kind of question that tells that there is something inside the disciples at that time that needed to be straightened up. We have to be honest in how we think and how we examine our own hearts. Question like this, when it comes, it says that I lost my focus. I am not on the right track. There is something wrong inside my heart. Another question, for example, when people wonder and ask, who will give me my right? You find this usually within the family. The wife always thinks about her rights that were not granted by the husband. The husband thinks how he is treated unfairly by his wife. The children, everyone is waiting upon others to do for him what he assumes is right and fair. And no one is questioning, where is my duty? What I should be doing to serve the people who are around? Another question that reflects a hidden focus of self-centeredness. I think of the whole world as servants of me. I am not thinking of myself as a servant of others. If I keep on or I start thinking this way, I have then to review what I am doing and I have to straighten things up. You are not called for others to serve you. If you are in the example of your master, he came to serve others. He did not come to be served. Are we greater than him? Are we, in a way, more honored than him? It's again, when you start thinking of yourself that I am treated unfairly. My parents are not that good to me. My wife is not that good in treating me as a husband. My husband is not as fair in treating me. We keep on thinking this way and we accuse the whole world of being unfair because we think that we are the center of the universe. My brethren, this is not the case. We are called to serve. When you start asking this kind of questions, then you lost your focus. You already have your focus on yourself, not on the kingdom. Another question like, who should start the reconciliation? People are fighting, and they had an argument, and they lost peace. Then everyone is waiting upon the other to quench the fire. And this doesn't make any sense. If you have a fire in your kitchen, you do not start thinking, who did it? So he is the one who should go there and quench the fire. You move instantly without thinking, and you go and do it. You quench it yourself, and then you might question what happened. But waiting upon the person who is responsible to go and do it, you will end up in a burned house. You will end up homeless for a few days, maybe a few months, or maybe forever. But again, this kind of question reflects what? That my anger is my focus. I am so much focused on this bitterness, and I'm holding grudge that makes me even to accept that my house will be taken in fire rather than quenching it and do whatever I can in order to regain peace and restore it in my house. This is a very common question that I should not start. She is the one who did it. She is the one who has to correct it. And the wife says that I am the woman and I was hurt by him. He is the one who should pay more attention and come and reconcile with me. My brethren, this shouldn't be like this. When you start, you go it yourself, you do it yourself. At the end of the day, you contribute in a peaceful life that you are the first one who is going to benefit from. Do not wait who is going to start the reconciliation. Maybe you are taken by anger. You lost your focus, and your focus at that time, you are only thinking about your anger and how to satisfy it and how that the people should come and bamber you. Another question, like, who should correct what is wrong? Sometimes we in the church, we keep criticizing things. This is wrong, this is not right. Sometimes we ridicule the church, we mock it. But we do not stretch our fingers to correct anything. And then we are justified by saying that the people are not giving us a chance. Is it the case truly? If this is truly the case, or we are just taken into this kind of criticism that we see everything around us as negative. People sometimes, they are taken into this negativity that she keep on criticizing things. This is not right. This is not good. And we all work as consultants. We wanted to recommend things, but at the end of the day, we do not want to do anything. Question like, who should correct the wrong? You are the one who is correct what you can. At the end of the day, it is your place. It is your home. A father sometimes comes on the mother and says that she is the one responsible for the bad behavior of the children. Well, as a father, what did you do? How did you work on this issue? Or you are just taken into this negativity that she is responsible. A mother says that the father is the one who is responsible for the children doesn't obey her. What did you do then? Did you try anything? Did you try to correct what is wrong or what you perceive it as not right? Another lost focus, taken into negativity, living just criticizing the whole world without trying to correct anything in it. Another question also that reflects a lost focus, like who is responsible for my misery? You are the one responsible for your own misery. But again, we sometimes feel comfortable to feel miserable, and we accuse everyone that is responsible for this. We should not be thinking this way and putting the responsibility of our mistakes on others. Or we say that everything around us was unfair. Sometimes people even think of God Himself as being the reason behind their misery because God was unfair to them. He did not give them what should be given. He did not give me good parents. God did not give me talents. I am not good looking. My friends are not kind to me. The church is not serving me right. And my neighbors are not friendly. The school is not good. And then this self-pity starts to build up. And we do not try to change because we feel comfortable in this. We are in our comfort zone, feeling that I am the victim. Everyone is treating me unfairly, even God Himself. Thinking this way will make me end up in where I am. I'm not going to move even an inch to start to change or to change things in my life. Sometimes a lot of the people in their families think this way. The wife thinks of her husband being unfair, and her parents-in-law unfair, her children not loving. What is this? Where is your role? What did you do? Why you didn't take initiative and be proactive and try to change things around you? But again, a question that reflects a lost focus. I do not know where is my duty, what I should be doing. I'm just feeling comfortable in where I am. All these kinds of questions, when we are overwhelmed with them, will eventually lead us in another spot not intended. If you are heading towards the kingdom of God, if really this is your focus, then you should not be taken into any of these: the hidden pride, or self-centeredness, or anger, or negativity, or self-pity. If you want to gain and hold on Christ, take from your heart away all of these destructive issues. That is why when the disciples start to question, who is greatest among us? Then the Lord answered and said what? He said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God. Now he's answering about what? You cannot enter. If you lose focus, you will lose the kingdom itself. This kind of question should not taking place among servants who are called to serve the whole world. Be careful and be watchful. Otherwise, the wording of God will come upon us. We will not by no means be able to enter into the kingdom of God. May the Lord to regain for us and restore for us our focus, looking upon Him, looking upon the kingdom, and do what we can, working with God in order to attain it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.